CBSi in the world. I'm John Batchelor. I go to Vicky Barker of CBS News in London to help me understand the competing headlines about the virus and about Freedom Day. This is July 19th. The Johnson government has made it very clear these last weeks that on Freedom Day, there would be a change of opinion of how Britain is faring in the pandemic. Because of the vaccination rates, because of the discipline of the British people through these difficult months since winter of 2021, Freedom Day was a day to celebrate until the Prime Minister has now, and the Chancellor has now, and other members of the government have now been either identified or informed that they're at risk or have, or in some fashion might again have, the virus. This is very confusing, but I pay attention to it because it could be coming our way. Britain's vaccination rate is ahead of what we have in the United States, and the government there is keen to communicate confidence. But, Vicky, a very good day to you in London. Britain's travel restrictions are excessive, says France. Government will constantly review isolation for critical workers, says the London Telegraph. And then we go to the London Times, where I get self-isolation rules to remain until August 16th, say ministers. We also get the analysis, opening was a calculated gamble, and now we wait. Vicky, is there a way to sort through this for the American audience? Is Britain open or is it closed? Is it in doubt? Is it in panic? Where are we? Good day to you.
Good day. It's in a state of flux, I think, is the best way to put it. The Mail on Sunday yesterday reported that Boris Johnson has had to cancel plans for some kind of rousing Churchillian Freedom Day speech today. The fact that he is now in quarantine, having been exposed by his own health minister, may have something to do with it. But also the fact that hospital admissions for COVID are once again on the rise at the high end of the modelers' predictions. The government is gambling that this highly successful vaccination campaign, I mean, we're talking more than 50% of the adults in this country now vaccinated, that has broken the link between infection and serious illness and even death. And certainly you're seeing much lower numbers of hospitalizations and much smaller numbers of deaths. But as we saw with the case of, you know, poor old Health Secretary Sajid Javid, doubly vaccinated, you know, now being treated for a case of COVID-19, that isn't that ironclad guarantee.
What we also have are headlines celebrating the reopening at nightclubs, at bars. In other words, the young people are back out having a wonderful time. Good for them. I remember the celebration over the football victory over Denmark in Trafalgar Square, I believe. It was tens of thousands, it appeared, celebrating either VE Day or something comparable. I did not see any masks, and that was well before this deadline. So what we have here is a puzzle. That's a super spreader event, Trafalgar Square. I'm looking at pictures from nightclubs that are super spreader events. Is there talk that there's going to be a need to reverse course here, dramatically reverse course, because it's the young people who are now said to be most at risk with the new variant?
Yes, there is a definite risk. And it is interesting that Boris Johnson always maintained, and he used this as the rationale for delaying the initial Freedom Day, which was supposed to have happened on June 21st. He said, no, we've got to buy some time to vaccinate more younger adults so that when we finally declare Freedom Day, that will be an irreversible decision. Well, in recent days, your top government officials have backed away from using the word irreversible. I think they're balancing a hideously, hideously delicate, difficult situation. You know, on the one hand, yes, one death is too many, but then 10,000 people die from flu in the UK every year. So, you know, if they can get the death rate for COVID down to 10,000, does that mean it's manageable and okay? People's livelihoods have been destroyed. Young people's mental health has been endangered. And the vaccines minister has made the argument, look, it's summer. Schools are going out on the summer holidays. People are outdoors where they're naturally socially distanced, and hot temperatures mean transmission is driven downwards. If we are not going to reopen now, when can we reopen? And I think all of these, I mean, it's been like juggling chainsaws, frankly, and that's what they are still doing.
The geopolitics of the virus. We go immediately to a headline. Britain's travel restrictions are excessive, say France. We don't think that the UK's decisions are totally based on scientific foundations. Now, Vicky, this reminds me of a wonderful movie, The Charge of the Light Brigade. At the beginning, the general is giving a briefing to the officers who are to be deployed to the Crimea, and he says the enemy, and he pulls down the wrong map. It's France and not Russia. Is there a lot of laughing going on in Paris and London about this dispute?
They're not laughing in Paris. There might be the occasional isolated snicker in London. Yeah. The French have pointed out, not unreasonably, that France, alone of all these so-called amber list countries, countries where Brits were required to self-isolate upon their return, well, that has gone away as of today, with the sole exception of France, which has a lower infection rate than many of the countries that have seen their restrictions removed. I haven't seen Boris Johnson or anyone else come out with a detailed rationale for why France stands alone in this department. You can't help but suspect that maybe ancient enmities may be at play here.
With the puzzle also, we're talking about a large amount of income flowing into France. This is a significant GDP factor. Also, yeah. I don't think you can graduate or at least qualify as a sophisticated elitist in Britain unless you have a place in the south of France. So we're looking at culture here, right? Not just science.
I know, it's true.
Vicky, there is a story here in Los Angeles that the sheriff will not enforce the new mandate for masking. This is Los Angeles. Is there anything like that in Britain? We will not enforce travel to the south of France. We will not enforce people who find circuitous routes, you know, fly to Portugal on the way back to London.
Or borrowing somebody's sailing dinghy and getting across the English Channel and, you know, creeping ashore on, you know, the beaches of Dunkirk or something. That's been an issue all along because there hasn't been quite as much vigilance as you would think, considering that, you know, self-isolation was a legal requirement. Quarantine, hotel quarantines were, but that was for returns from so-called red list countries. And the only people, you know, coming from there would be, you know, people with having had urgent family business there who had no alternative, who have to, you know, pay the $2,300 to sit in a quarantine hotel. I don't know what to say, except I don't think you will get onto a plane or the Eurostar if you cannot show that you've been doubly vaccinated or have a negative PCR test.
Well, that's the passport.
Whether there are, you know, people standing at the border ready to say, right, and now you're going straight into self-isolation, right? I'm not sure.
So this laid into Freedom Day, and it's ticking down in the UK. This laid into Freedom Day, I'm not sure, is what everybody in the country thinks. I'm not sure.
I think that's probably true. What has really happened, and this is Boris Johnson's government, where he believes in the individual and the right of the individual. Well, now the individual has the right to manage his or her own risk. If you want to continue wearing a mask, you may. If individual stores and pubs and theaters want to request their customers to wear a mask, they may. They may try to refuse entry to customers who aren't wearing masks, but I'm not sure there are that many cash-strapped businesses are going to be prepared to go that far.
Vicky Barker of CBS News in London. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.